What up to Black? Welcome to Black Thoughts. It's your boy Dave Tolliver, and this is my first attempt at doing a podcast. Shout out to my man LeVar Walker for hipping me to this app and this platform so I could talk to you motherfuckers the way I want to talk to you motherfuckers. You know, it's not on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you know, where people can see it. If you come here, you enter this joint at your own risk. I can be myself, I can cuss, I can scream, I can sing, I can shit if I want to on the cast. This is going to be just me spewing my thoughts from my heart, from my soul, from my spirit. You know, just talking. And as most of you know, when you see me go live on Instagram or Facebook or whatever the platform may be, you know I don't talk shit. I talk real shit. I talk 100. Hashtag the fist emoji, the okay emoji, the 100 emoji, because that's all I talk. There's never been anything phony about Dave Tolliver ever. If you find something phony about it, let's put it on the table and let's talk about it. You dig? You either hate me or you love me. Most people love Dave Tolliver because I pull no punches. I keep it 100. I'm not fake. And I try my best to be as honest, straightforward, and as genuine as I know how. But with that in mind, this is the first episode of Black Thoughts. BLAQTHOUGHTS. Black Thoughts. Black Thoughts with your boy Dave Tolliver and whoever else I decide to invite. I invited a few people today, but I think they're working, so I didn't have time to wait. I just wanted to come out here and talk to you. So get ready, put your seatbelt on, put your tray tables up, your seat in the upright, and your seatbelt on the locked position, because we're ready to take off on this motherfucker. It's your boy Dave Tolliver, a.k.a. the Black Pavarotti, and welcome to an introduction to Black Thoughts. Yeah. What up, it's your boy Dave Tolliver, a.k.a. the Black Pavarotti. You already know what time it is. It is, I'm not going to even say the date. We just alive and kicking. That's what it's all about right now. So, today, I want to talk about Bill Cosby. Man, Bill Cosby. I have a lot of interesting things that I want to say about what has happened to my man Bill Cosby. They're putting him in jail at 80 years old for 3 to 10 sentence for, I don't know exactly what the charges are, but, and they consider him to be a risk. I'm like, what in the fuck, or who in the fuck did Bill piss off? I mean, there's a few things that I kind of want to just lay out about it. You know, for years, there's been rumor about him getting ready to buy NBC. He probably was one of the few black entertainers with enough balls and enough capital and enough connections to pull that coup off. I don't know. Somebody said it was coming too close to fruition, and the powers that be at the top, namely probably the Jews and the Italians, did not appreciate that and probably didn't want to allow it. You know, don't quote me on this. This is just some things that I've heard. Being in the entertainment sectors, we've been talking about, they've been talking about Bill Cosby buying NBC for the last 5 to 10 years. 40 years later, some of these people have come out to accuse Bill of some of the things that he has done. Why wait 40 years later? I mean, honestly, 40 years later? I mean, damn. So, At 40 years later, from those times, you had to be at least 15, 16, not 15, 16, maybe 18 to 21, maybe your 20s. Most of the actors in those movies back in the day, they were probably already in their 30s and stuff right now, and 20s and 30s. You know, we didn't get the opportunities as teenagers and stuff like they do now in TV and movies back then. So 40 years later would put you at like 60, 70 years old. Why in the fuck are you just now saying something about it? I told my daughter, if anybody try to touch on you or does anything to you and say they gonna kill your parents or do whatever they gonna do, be like, kill my motherfucking parents, because I'm telling, nigga. And most of the time, it's just a mind game, because these guys, they prey on weak-minded, insecure individuals that are looking for some type of validation. And like I tell people, you know, you could be 1,000 pounds and go into a situation and not give a fuck about it, and people won't even think about how big you are unless you start breaking shit. But when you come in there with your head down and look like you don't have, you know, a friend in the world or any confidence in yourself, that's when they prey on you, and that's when you get taken advantage of. But in these entertainment sectors, I just want to tell you, I've been in entertainment for 32 years. And I've seen the top, I've seen the bottom, I've seen the highs, I've seen the lows, I've seen the ins, I've seen the outs. When you go to somebody's hotel room after a filming, after a concert, after a reading, after a wine tasting, after whatever, if you go to somebody's hotel room with a celebrity or somebody in the know, somebody popular, some type of agent, manager, whatever it is, come on, man. Really? When you go to that hotel room, and I'm not saying, if you say, like I was talking to my friend the other day, and if you in somebody's house and you laying on the floor and you playing with your pussy, and the dude come in there and he try to get that ass, you be like, no. That means no, he's supposed to stop. I don't give a damn if you was giving him head and jacking him off or doing whatever the fuck you was doing. If you say no, that means no. No, he ain't enticed it. When you say no, that means no. But do realize that there are some people out there that don't understand what no means. Do realize that there are people out there who will do anything to get you. But let's get back to Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was one of the premier African-American actors during a time where black actors didn't get much respect. He was a figurehead, a powerful person in Hollywood. Why in the fuck would Bill Cosby have to slip something in your drink to get that ass from you? Seriously, B. Even to this day, when I go on the road, being married and all, if I wanted to smash, and I don't have 0.1% of the success that Bill Cosby has, I wouldn't have to put shit in nobody's drink to get no ass. Seriously. Seriously, back in the day, Bill Cosby was old. So him and Sidney Poitier was probably running trains on broads all across the globe, white and black. Him, Sidney Poitier, Jim Brown, Morgan Freeman, all kinds of people was probably running trains on folks everywhere. So, but when you go into entertainment, you know that you're going to get fucked some type of way, whether it's physical, whether it's mentally, spiritually, financially, creatively. You have to give up something in order to get in. That's just the way it is. So the casting couch is not a mystery. When these women go to these auditions, and these guys, they go to these auditions, they know that there's something that they're going to have to do in the long run. Like Terry Crews came out and said one of the goons grabbed his balls. Man, nigga grabbed my balls. I don't give a damn how much you paying me. I'm punching him in his mouth, or I'm kicking him in his. Seriously. Because now you coming out, what, 10, 20 years later? You old big old muscular dude, and you gonna let some white dude compromise your integrity. So I look at that as kind of like selling your soul because you wanted to be on. I paid off for him to keep his mouth closed. But look at this, though. All these people that are coming out against Harvey Weinstein and these other people are people that have made it. They've made millions and millions and millions of dollars. And now they want to come out? After you've got your Emmys, your Tonys, your Grammys, your Oscars, and your millions of dollars in your homes in the Calabasas, and your homes in Hamptons, or your home in the hills, or in Silicon Valley, now you want to come out. Now you're on top of the world. You feel empowered now. Now you want to tell on these motherfuckers. So to me, you conspired to get your millions by allowing them to manipulate you on your knees, with your mouth on your back, standing up at their house in an apartment somewhere else, cheating on your spouse, doing whatever it is. You conspired with them to get your millions. You knew what it was when you went in there and they started saying, well, I can give this if you do this. Come on, man. That's just the way of the world. It's just, honestly, that's just the way it goes. And most of the people, and I'm saying not everybody gets physically molested, but in the music business in those days, coming up when we came up, you got a percentage of your own work. You didn't get a full credit for your own work. You got a percentage of your work. So in some form of fashion and entertainment, you're going to get fucked. Whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, you're going to get fucked. You got to give up something. If you don't give up something, you're not going to get in. Just being honest. I mean, when we got in the game, if we hadn't gave up some publishing or some different stuff, you think them cats would have wanted to continue to work with us? Nah, hell nah. You got to give to get. So let's move back to Bill Cosby. Now, I just told you, me having this nerve damage from this hip surgery, me limping around. I'm still pretty, though, walking around with this cane. Girls still want to give me the ass, and I'm nearly not as popular as I used to be. So why in the fuck would Bill Cosby, why the fuck would Bill Cosby have to put something in somebody's drink and somebody for them to fuck? Come on, B. These people that the judiciary, the courts, they can't actually believe that Bill Cosby was that lame when he had white women, black women, Latin women, Italian women, Chinese, Asian women throwing themselves at their feet just to be a part of what he was doing. Bill don't have to put nothing in nobody's drink to get them to fuck. They fucking now. Look, I seen a bad bitch fuck Buffy from the Fat Boys back in the day. I was 12 years old. I was hanging around the radio station and I was running with the Fat Boys, and there was these two girls. I ain't gonna say their names. They really was like the welcoming committee for the rappers and entertainers that came to town. And when I tell you, I was sitting outside the hotel room with one of the girls. The other girl was inside the hotel room fucking Buff, the human beatbox. And all I heard was, oh, Buff, oh, Buff. So I'm just saying, not to say that, you know, but celebrity types get their choice and pick of women. Because if 100 of them want, 1,000 will. No matter if you were somebody at one point or if you are somebody, it creates a story. And in their mind, it's like, oh, my God, I was with this person. I was with that person. You dig what I'm saying? So why in the fuck would Bill Cosby ever have to put anything in somebody's fucking drink to get some ass? Come on, guys. I'm being serious. Think about this shit right now. So this is what gets me to my point, so we can close it off soon, is who the fuck did Bill Cosby piss off? Who the fuck did Bill Cosby piss off? Was it a Jewish exec, a Jewish financier, an Italian exec, an Italian financier? Was it Vivendi, Seagram's? Was it a Schottenstein, a Schottenheim? Who was it? Or did he piss God off? Because Bill was a well-documented atheist. Did Bill Cosby piss God off? And this was the end result? Bill Cosby more than likely is going to die in jail over something. And ladies, forgive me. And you got to give me credit for this, because I'm in the game right now. Women know I'm married, and just because of who I am, they still want to sleep with me. So why in the fuck would Bill Cosby have to put anything in anybody's drink to get some pussy? Come on, man. And I'm talking bad bitches. I ain't talking about no old slouches. I'm talking about bad bitches. Why? Who did Bill Cosby piss off that he couldn't get out of this? I heard his wife is divorcing him now. What is it? Who did Bill Cosby piss off? That's something that we really gotta think about. Like, I'm praying for the man. And honestly, don't be mad at me, ladies, because if he really did do this, it's fucked up. Bill has been a great mentor, a great leader for the black community, but he's also said and done some fucked up things toward us. But in the long run, you have to look at Bill as a huge success story in a time where white people didn't allow us to do shit. Bill LaMerge is one of the greats. Well, I mean, here's another thing. So why was he one of the chosen? Why did he, out of all the black actors that were around then, why did he have so much success even into the 20th century? Why? Who was Bill fucking? Who was Bill getting fucked by? I'm just saying, listen, who the fuck did Bill Cosby piss off? Did Bill piss off a Jew, an Italian? Did Bill piss off God? Because Bill is a well-known atheist. All this shit is crazy, man, when you look at it. What did he do so wrong? Come on, man. Why would Bill have to put something in somebody's drink? And now at 80 years old, he facing 3 to 10. You know he gonna die in jail if he do the whole time. Why did, and you know, maybe he might not do the whole time. But just like when Joe Paterno from Penn State went to jail, because he was gonna go to jail because he knew his coaches were molesting the little boys, but he never said nothing. And as soon as they let him go, he died. He never got a chance to get prosecuted. Let's not hope the same thing happens to Bill Cosby, for real. Let's hope that the same thing does not happen to Bill Cosby, man. No matter what you think about Bill Cosby is a role model. Jell-O Pudding Pop, The Cosby Show, Fat Albert and the Gang, Living Single. I mean, there were a bunch of other things that he did that I can't... I mean, just all the movies from back in the day. Giving other people opportunity, other black people opportunities, man. He was Tyler Perry before Tyler Perry is Tyler Perry. You know? Who the fuck did Bill piss off? Like, I'm gonna say it again. Was it a Jew? An Italian? Some big time money guy? Some big time Jewish exec? The folks over at NBC, Vivendi, Seagrams? Or did he piss off God? Is this payback for you not believing in the Almighty God, Bill? Is this payback for you not trusting or believing that God sent his only beloved son so that we might live? Is this payback, Bill, for you living under your rules and not under by God's rules? Damn, Bill. Who did you piss off? There are a lot of different things, little variables that we could talk about, man. Because that's what it boils down to. 40 years later. I could see if it was, you know, 5 or 10 years later after it happened. You know, and that's with all of these cases of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. Why didn't you do it right after it happened? Because in your guts, you felt like if you went through with this, it was going to be capital gain for you and your family. But now, let's destroy Bill Cosby. Who paid you? Who enticed you to do this? Because Bill put you on back in the day. You may not have been making as money as him, but he put you in a place to be seen, to be heard, to be adorned by common folk, by fans, become a celebrity. When you go into entertainment and you go into somebody's hotel room after a shoot, after a book signing, after a concert, after a speaking engagement, after a wine tasting, after you go on Chopped and somebody invites you to your hotel room, come on, man. It's a 50-50 chance that they want that ass. But Bill Cosby didn't have to put nothing in nobody's drink to get no ass. I'm telling you that now. I know for a fact he didn't. Because me... At my juncture in my career, if I really wanted to be smashing everything, I still could be smashing everything. Real talk. So I know goddamn well Bill Cosby ain't putting nothing in his drink. So I'm going to close with this. It's like, God bless Bill Cosby. And let's hope that he does not have to do all that time. And ladies, I hope that you really think about this logically. You know, because we, you know, as black people, we hold in a lot of stuff. I talked to a friend yesterday, 2 days ago, that was telling me about how she was molested and then her mom didn't believe her. You know, I don't want to be that type of person where I don't believe that he could have did it. But I'm saying, let's be honest. Bill Cosby was one of the flyest niggas in Hollywood back in the day. He was on the same level as a lot of these white cats. Who was he fucking or who was he getting fucked by to have that much success? Whose pillow pop was he riding? And in the end, guys, I'm just saying, Bill ain't had to put shit in nobody's drink to get no pussy. Nobody in entertainment does. They don't. Because 1,000 girls won't, but 1,000,000 of them will. 1,000 guys won't, but 1,000,000 of them will. Who did Bill piss off? Who did Bill Cosby piss off? I'm going to say it again. Was it a Jewish executive? Because they run Hollywood. The Italians, they run it too, the music. Or was it, did he displease God? And God was like, I've been trying to give you signs all these years, Bill, but you won't listen. You keep doing this, and you're not living by my rules. So I got to punish you. Is that what it was? We don't know. And we probably will never know until somebody writes the memoirs of their life beside Bill Cosby. Somebody that's accredited that we can believe was really there and that will give us a actual depiction of what the story really is. It's going to come out. And it'll probably start coming out when he's sick on his deathbed or, you know, seeing in there saying, well, he's this and he's that, he's sick, he's not going to make it, this, that, and the third. But we hope that they give him a better exit than this. Because I don't think that is fair. And, you know, God forgive me for the way I think. And people forgive me. But it's my opinion. And I have the right to believe the way I want to. Who the fuck did Bill piss off? Anyway, man, this has been my first episode of Black Thoughts. It's my podcast. I'm Dave Tolliver from Men at Large, a.k.a. the Black Pavarotti. And I thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends about it. They're going to be just coming random. It's Black Thoughts with your boy, Dave Tolliver. Scoodly-I-Y-Y.